This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino. Odoo, modern management made simple.
My first dream that I remember as a kid is that I wanted to be a singer. That was my first career choice. And then I think everyone else's opinion and the underlying pressure of needing to provide for your family really sunk in at an early age.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, Doris Anahí Muñoz, from behind-the-scenes music manager to making her own debut on stage. So you're at a concert. Your favorite artist is about to come on stage. You're hearing the screaming and the clapping, and you are one with the crowd. Finally, the lights turn on, the band starts playing, and the joy takes over. Doris Anahí Muñoz lives for this moment over and over again. Born in Whittier, California, Doris inherited a special connection with music because of her parents, who migrated from Mexico and took her to church every week.
The first song I ever sang on stage was like one of those contemporary Christian songs, like, oh my God, was it like, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I wanna see you. Oh my God, me like 8 years old, like on stage.
As a teen, Doris began to sneak out of school and go to concerts. From that moment on, she knew what she wanted to do. It was to work in the music industry.
Every single concert I would go to, from merchandise to the band being on stage to the venue, I always was fascinated with how these things actually happen. And I didn't realize that there was actually a career track in it.
Doris started her career at big music labels like Columbia Records and RCA. Then in 2017, when she was only 23 years old, she launched her own music management company called Mija. She started managing indie Latino and Latina artists like Cuco and La Doña, who quickly became popular, especially among young Latinos and Latinas.
I knew deeply the power of the teenage girl in the music industry. Without them, good luck. And I wanted to serve them.
As the business was taking off, Doris started Solidarity for Sanctuary, a series of concerts raising funds to cover legal fees for undocumented immigrants, including her own parents, who were at risk of deportation. The project attracted artists like Kali Uchis and Mon Laferte. Despite all the accolades and the accomplishments, though, Doris was struggling with her own mental health. And in 2020, she closed Mija Management to focus on herself. Te gusta el olor. Today, Doris takes us into her journey in the music industry and into her decision of going for her own dream to be on stage.
My name is Doris Anaí Muñoz. I am 28 years old and from all around Southern California, but call LA home again. My parents raised us in a very Christian household, and so I grew up in the church and singing in the church with my family. I think I turned 11 when all of a sudden I was like, I'm dark. I'm wearing all black now, and I got really into all these different punk bands, like post-punk and new wave, and then that just really opened up the doors into the emo movement that was happening. My parents were strict, so I had to hide my music, but also at the same time, I didn't want to give them any headaches. So just to like have a facade of, sí, soy la buena, estoy bien. Like, you don't have to worry about me. Like, I get straight A's. Growing up, I was very conscious that I was the only person in my family that was an American-born citizen. And the privilege that that holds. I was constantly reminded by my brothers that, like, I have the keys. And it's in the form of a social security number. I was supposed to find a profession after college to help provide for my parents. You know, the moment when you turn 21, you have an ability to now help your parents get papers. But what they don't tell you is that you have to have a specific salary, even if you're just 21, in order to be your parents' sponsor. Anyone can be an artist if they don't have to worry about their rent. For someone who carries the weight of their family on their shoulders, it's something that feels almost just selfish to pursue. I went to college for musical theater. My plan was to move back to San Bernardino, take my old theater teacher's job, and help mentor these kids. That's what I thought I wanted to do. But something clicked for me summer of 2013. I started going to a lot more shows than I ever have in my life. And I like had won passes to go catch Ed Sheeran at this radio performance. Escribí una notita. I wrote a little note that said, can I sing with you? And me thinking like, oh, this isn't going to happen. Like, this fool's like a freaking global artist right now. Like, he's popping off. And then he turns to me.
Can I come and sing this?
Yeah.
He's like, do you want to come up and sing this? And I was like, yeah.
And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now.
And so, yeah, I ended up singing, you know, I harmonized with him for the rest of the song. That was really the moment that changed my life, to think that I can also be a part of whatever is happening in the music industry. But you think these jobs exist. That's why these moments happen. But a lot of things in the entertainment industry are just inaccessible for a kid like me that grew up like me with the resources that I had. I applied to be a part of this organization called ASI Productions. So it was like the university-funded production and programming organization by the students. And so I got a scholarship, and I learned along the way of how to properly program a season of concerts, how to budget correctly in order to try to get the artist that you want to get. And that's when I started building relationships with indie bands and their management and their booking agents. And that's when I really fell in love with learning everything there was to know about the music industry. And my own dreams of becoming an artist really died down for a bit, because I was just so obsessed now with wanting to know how the music industry works. I applied to the Sony College Internship Program, not knowing yet how the entertainment industry only runs off of referrals, basically. But my boss, he knew the guy who was hiring. And then I did one phone interview that week for RCA Records. And then, boom, I got my first major label internship. I was very challenged because I felt like a fish out of water, where this Sony building was in Beverly Hills. And I was commuting in my little Honda Civic from Fullerton to Beverly Hills. It took almost 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on traffic. And this was an unpaid internship. I was going to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday, interning Monday night, Tuesday and Thursday at Sony, and then working 2 restaurants on the weekends. So I had 0 days off, but I was just like, this is going to pay off. I was signed to Columbia Records. And my first job out of the music industry was doing tour management and day-to-day management for this like Swedish pop artist. But that also came with my first lesson in the music industry where things didn't pan out the way that I had imagined. You know, I had imagined like working with them for years and then they were like, there may or may not be a budget for you in 2017. I was trying to find a full-time job in the music industry and getting ghosted left and right. And I knew I was qualified. I was overqualified. I realized, I'm like, okay, if no one's going to give me a seat at the table, then I'm just going to build my own table. And so with the 12 out of 22 bucks that I had in my bank account at that time, I bought the domain name for Mija. I was 23 years old and I was like, Wes, let's go for it. After that, I mean, like I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent for the first few months. With artist management, you don't have to be an expert in every niche pocket of the music industry. You just have to be a great connector and have a great strategy and see things from a bird's eye view. When I found Cuco on Twitter, I saw a global superstar. He was just like the Chicano kid next door for me. He was coming up in the DIY music scene, playing backyard shows like every single weekend. And it really all came together for me when I saw him play for the first time, when I saw the kind of kids that were flooding into these backyards, and it was kids that looked like us. I found myself there crying. I needed something like this as a teenager. Like, how helpful would have this been for me to have somebody that looks like me and makes the music that I'm drawn to, you know? And so I felt like it was my personal mission to like make sure this kid blew up. And so we exchanged numbers, and then he texted me literally the next day, and we met up for tacos. And I was like, you know what? Let's just try this out and see what I can do for you. This was at the time when I was putting together the first Solidarity for Sanctuary show. The idea of Solidarity for Sanctuary started when the previous administration came into power. January of 2017. That first week, he made sure to just instill fear in our communities, specifically threatening the sanctuary title of Los Angeles. And shortly after that, down the street from where I live, a father was dropping off his daughters at elementary school and was detained and deported. My brother was deported my senior year of college, and I always just carried that fear that like the next were going to be my parents. I had to take matters into my own hands where I found this organization called Carecen in Los Angeles that has a staff of attorneys, you know, that provide free legal services. All you had to pay for is the application fee. The application fee is $3,000. I was like, Doris, you work in the music industry. You know how much one show can make? That's roughly around $3,000. Find a venue. Ask your homies that are in bands, your homies that DJ, small businesses that can donate, make merchandise, like put your hat on. Like, you know how to do this. You've been prepared for this moment. We had the venue, we had the small business partners, we had all the other bands that were playing, but like we needed a headliner to round out the show. And well, then, yeah, then we found ourselves with a sold out show after Cuco joined the bill.
There's my manager.
And so the first couple shows helped with my parents, and then after that, it took on different causes.
I got one last song for you guys.
When DACA was threatened and people had to find scholarships for renewals, and so we helped a couple folks with that. Basically, these concerts were then demonstrations. We deserve moments of joy, you know, it doesn't have to be just, you know, deportation stories and trauma porn, you know, like we can get to enjoy a concert together and laugh and sing along and stand in the power of who we are simply just because we're existing. Our careers were just moving so fast. Cuco was exploding. Every single door that I knocked on for him opened, but with some hesitance because they didn't see an artist like him before. So they didn't have the foresight to understand what kind of level of success this kind of an artist can reach. For an international artist, like, you have a full team, right? From your management to your attorney to your publicist to your tour managers to your production managers. But when you're in the very beginning, you have to wear all of those hats until you can build that team. And especially as an independent artist, like, oof, that's a tough one. Everyone was looking to Cuco as this it flagship artist for this new Latinx music movement in indie, right? And so then everyone was looking to me as like the manager that can help them make it happen because we made it happen for Cuco. Then I started saying yes to too many things. I found myself at a time managing like 5 artists and I was working so much. When you're so ambitious, sometimes you just don't see the negative side of anything because you're like, oh no, like I'm going. 2019 was the first time that I ever experienced like parting ways with a client, and that's heartbreaking. These are like relationships that do mean a lot to you, and then you look into yourself and you're like, am I not enough? Am I not doing enough? Am I not capable? I was so depressed and burned out, and I wasn't even enjoying it anymore. Like, everyone was happy for me, but I wasn't happy for me. That's when I realized, like, what's the point of this? And then the pandemic happened. And then that brought me to a new low, for sure. I had to take a step back for my health, and I just had to reflect on what I really wanted to do with the future of my career. I went to live with my brother in Mexico, summer of 2020, after my parents got to like reunite with him and stuff. And that was everything that I needed. I went down to La Bufadora in Ensenada. The sun was not out, it was cloudy. And it was right after I had hit a very deep low. And I was just there seeking answers, and I was just hoping for a better tomorrow and a better future. And all of a sudden I get drenched by this water and I come out, and this Oaxacan man who was making artesanías was telling me a story about the magic that this water brings. And then all of a sudden the sun comes out. I was like, okay, God, you are very loud.
Hasta Río del Sol, estás conmigo, mi amor.
I was encouraged to sing again. I started recording the music that I had written for years. You know, it's a blessing and a curse to see things from the manager's perspective. It's like switching from like left brain to right brain all the time. So I sometimes have to be like, okay, Doris, shut that brain off so you can like be in the studio for a while. So I started making these live sessions happen where I recorded one the week of my 27th birthday, and I filmed that in my backyard with like my closest people in my life. And then we put it out. And the reaction that that received, the affirmation of artists I admire, like Mona Ferte or like Jessie Reyes, I was like, Doris, what's happening right now? Like, these are people that you look up to, and all of a sudden they're in your corner. Every situation that I was trying to get into by working again in the music industry as like an executive, it wasn't clicking. But every single door was opening for me to become an artist. And I just had to really sit with myself. I'm like, okay, Doris, what's holding you back? Okay, it's fear. Okay, it's fear of what other people will think. Okay, it's fear of what your past will think. But if you're moving towards your future, what's meant for you, You can't think like that anymore.
Manejando por el puente. En ti vi algo diferente.
It was a very painful process of having to say no to certain things, feeling like I'm letting people down by choosing myself.
And I knew that it wasn't you, but I stayed because you asked me to.
My mom always encouraged me to sing growing up, but specifically when it came to like rancheras. Like, Doris, tienes una vocesona. Like, canta ranchera. I'm like, okay, mamá. And you know, growing up as like that emo kid, I was like, no, mom, it's not phase. Like, this is the kind of music, you know? But then ultimately, me just coming back to rancheras and boleros, las canciones de mis antepasados. Rancheras y boleros have brought me back to myself with my voice, you know, the stories that we tell of like love and loss. And I think that's very reflective in what I've been writing over the last few years. My actual debut as me, like Doris and I performing, is in front of these people in Plaza La Raza. That's where Frida Kahlo did her first exhibition in the States. And it was on Dia de Muertos, of all special days. It was magical. So I hope the music that people will hear, you know, that's going to be coming out this year, that reminds them of themselves, reminds them of where they've come from, and hopefully gives them hope on where they're going.
This episode was produced by Patricia Zulbarán with help from Julia Rocha. It was edited by Marta Martinez and mixed by Stephanie Lebeau and Gabriela Baez. The Latino USA team includes Andrea López Cruzado, Daisy Contreras, Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., Alejandra Salazar, and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our senior engineer is Julia Caruso. Our associate engineer is JJ Carubin. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our fellows are Elisa Baena, Mónica Morales, and Andrew Viñales. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, María Hinojosa. Remember, no te vayas, and we'll see you on our next episode. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by California Endowment, building a strong state by improving the health of all Californians, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide.
Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino. Odoo, modern management made simple.
From PRX.